From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. South Florida leaders want to reduce traffic, and they face a big challenge getting people out of their cars. Miami's Downtown Development Authority has a plan. WLRN's Kate Stein tells us about the Biscayne Green pop-up park.
The southernmost blocks of Biscayne Boulevard go past American Airlines Arena, the Bayside Mall, and Bayfront Park, places where people, often crowds, like to walk. But because of all the cars speeding by, that can be dangerous. Enter Biscayne Green.
By injecting this green space in the middle of 8 lanes of traffic, it creates less priority for cars and more for pedestrians.
That's Miami's District 2 Commissioner, Ken Russell, the chair of the Downtown Development Authority. The agency took over 3 blocks of parking on Biscayne Boulevard under the Metro Mover tracks. It's turned those blocks into green spaces with picnic tables, a dog park, murals, yoga, food trucks, and evening concerts.
It's sort of a symbol of a changing mindset.
The question is whether people will actually embrace that mindset. Biscayne Green took over parking spaces and a couple of driving lanes. Ines Mato biked to the green from her office on Wednesday morning. She was working on her laptop at one of the picnic tables.
These spaces not only help pedestrian-friendly environments, but they also bring the community together. Like today, I met a few people that I didn't know.
Biscayne Green is temporary. It'll be in place through January 26th. But Russell says he wants to make it permanent before the end of his tenure in 2019. The DDA has received a state grant to study eliminating some traffic lanes. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.